everybody. It's your old pal Jamesy Poo here at the Danger Hour. Just got done with my shot of Bullet Whiskey. That's right. That's right, Bullet Whiskey. Came out of a glass bottle. Look, 10 seconds in, I'm already ruining everything. A glass bottle. And it's got like the little cork you put on top of it. It looks very old-timey. Very Western. I like it. 100% rye whiskey. Or is it 95%? They fucked me in the last 5%, didn't they? Oh, well. How you doing? It's a Danger Hour. We're back. And, you know, it's already... Today is Danger Thursday as I'm recording. As I live and breathe. Look at that. Now this is episode number 90. Whoa. That's impressive. And right at the top of the show, I have to make an announcement. We have a winner. We have a wiener for our big coaster giveaway. Remember that thing? I finally got around to picking someone. Okay. Out of the millions of entries, God, it took so long. You know, I wanted to make sure they were all legitimate people. So, you know, it took a while. There were millions. You know, all our listeners are... They're from all over the world. They're from all ages and all ethnicities, except the black ones. And we finally have a winner. And here's the winner. Here's a drum roll, please. That was a horrible drum roll. Hold on, let me try it again. Mr. Fabian Colmenero. Yep, there you go. He won. He's a real winner. Look at that guy. All he had to do was email me at thedangerhour@yahoo.com. Look at this guy. He won. What a fucking winner he is. He's a winner for one, listening to The Danger Hour, and two, because he entered the contest and he won. So anyways, congratulations to you, Fabian.
Shout out to Fabian.
And you will get your coasters. I don't know when. I'm going to do my best to get them to you, but, you know, yeah, I'll try to do it, man. I'll do it. Okay. You know, it's going to be maybe a little while, but, I'll get them to you. Maybe I'll just give you the fucking ones that are already made. The ones that I've been using. Huh? Look at that. I'll even sign them. Yeah, right. Just kidding. Pretentious alert. Everyone, please calm down. Everything is being done to make sure everyone's evacuated safely. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to sign them. I'm like a dickhead. Maybe I'll give you the used danger coasters. That's even funnier, right? There you go. Congratulations to him. He's the big winner. And I just want to tell you guys that if you ever want to send me an email, you know, if you ever want to ask me a question, tell me that I'm a fag, tell me that you like the way I dress, or whatever, email me, dangerhour@yahoo.com. I won't sell your email in the black market, okay? I won't, you know, track you down and harvest your kidneys for fucking beer money. None of that shit, you know? We're friends here. I'm the only dickhead that looks at these, so yeah, send me something. Yahoo.com. Wait, what? What? Who? thedangerhour@yahoo.com, okay? All right, that's that. I started this new training for work, and I'm getting off at midnight.
But James, why are you getting off so late?
Hey, what do you want to tell you? That's what's happening. That's what I got going. And it's very important. You can call it a promotion. I'm going to pause here for you to clap your hands and celebrate me. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm on like the swing shift right now, and it's only for a couple weeks, but swing shift is, it's fucking horrible. Swing shift is, it's pretty much a good way to fuck your whole day. It's like your whole day is gone. Your whole day is ruined working swing shift. And I'm doing the 4 to midnight deal right now. And when I the first couple days I was doing it, I would come home and go to sleep. And then wake up around, 8, 9 o'clock. And then I'd be tired as shit, like a few hours into it. And it's like, well, I can't be doing this. And now what I'm doing is I'm staying up late when I come home. And I got to tell you, it's kind of fucking cool because kids are asleep, the wife is asleep, and I can do whatever the fuck I want. It's pretty awesome. But, you know, it's a little lonely, but I don't mind it. You know, part of me still has that I'm the lone wolf type. I'm a lone wolf. And so, you know, I dig it. Look, I can do this shit right now. I got to be a little quiet probably, right? Nah, who fucking cares, right? They won't wake up. Who cares? It's almost 2 a.m. Thursday morning. I don't fucking care. Anyway, the thing about this whole training is I have a really cool instructor, okay? He's a cool fucking guy. He's funny. He doesn't take anything too seriously. And he's pretty lenient, but he might be past his expiration date. That's all I'm going to tell you. He's a pretty fucking old guy. And don't get me wrong, he's really fucking cool. Very informative and all that shit. But the thing is, I think he might be slipping a bit because of his age. You know these kind of guys? They're supposed to be teaching you stuff, but they forget a lot of facts, or they get things backwards, or they just forget things altogether. And this guy's like, oh, well, I'm going to show you this and that. Where the hell did it go? We'll get to that later then. It's like, will we? Are you sure? I don't know. This guy might, he's old, so he might ruin it for me, huh? He might sabotage this whole thing for me, but inadvertently. But, because if I don't pass this training, I'm done. It's over. No promotion for me, boys and girls. So pray to your gods for me. Whatever gods you pray to. And we'll make that happen. Speaking of gods, has anyone ever told you to go to hell? Hey, buddy, go to hell! Well, now you can. Recently, a scientist-type dude, maybe an archaeologist, have uncovered the ruins to Pluto's Gate.
James, what's Pluto's Gate? That sounds a little scary.
Huh? I guess you can say that. Pluto's Gate was discovered, as I mentioned. It was made an announcement at an archaeology conference. And they discovered this thing in Turkey last month. Okay? In the country of Turkey. Not the bird that you cook on Thanksgiving, right?
I'm educated. I know stuff.
The country. Country's over there somewhere in what's after Europe? Asia? Middle East? I don't fucking know. Somewhere over there. And what happened is, a long time ago,
at a galaxy far away,
there was a Greek geographer named, I don't know if it is fucking the pronunciation, Strabo? I don't know. 64 BC to 24 BC. Yeah, I don't get that whole thing either. What you started counting down? Didn't they know what was going on back then? Then, if you're counting down, like last year was, oh, Happy New Year, 64 BC. Happy New Year, now it's 63 BC. You'd be like, hey, wait, whoa, what are we counting down to, fellas? Is shit gonna happen? What is the significance of this? Or is this all done afterwards? I don't fucking know. Whatever. So, 64 BC to 24 BC, I'm guessing that's a whole 40 years. What, did he die? Or is this when he geographed? Geographed? Whatever the fuck he did? I don't know. Anyways, he's quoted to say, let's see, how did they sound back then? I don't know. Like, were they more eloquent? Did they speak like Jesus? Like, what did they say?
Thus, and,
what the fuck did they say?
Go forth. And sacrifice a lamb. I don't know.
So here's what this is what this guy said.
This space is full of a vapor so misty and dense that one can scarcely see the ground. Any animal that passes inside meets instant death. I threw in sparrows, and they immediately breathed their last breath and fell.
Wow. Wow. Wait, did I tell you what this whole thing was? Am I confusing you? Apparently, they found this this hole, like a cave. They uncovered it in the ground, and you can go inside. But once you do, you fucking die because of like the poisonous gases that are naturally coming out of it. It's pretty wild shit. They're calling it pretty much the gate to that, you know, the portal to hell. Yep. And this professor dude, the one that excavated it, he made a statement. He said,
"We could see the cave's lethal properties during excavation. Several birds died as they tried to get close to the warm opening, instantly killing by the carbon dioxide fumes."
Hmm. Pretty similar to the other guy, huh? You think this dude's like one of those, I could be like him, and threw some birds in there, just like he did? The same thing happened. That's pretty fucking nuts. You just walk into this cave and you die. Instantly. But the funny thing is, like, you know, on this whole crew, who's going to be the volunteer to go in there? Like, the, like, you know, that dude. Not, I'm not talking about, like, throwing a bird in there or a fucking chipmunk. I'm talking about a real dude going in there. Who's going to have the balls?
It's okay. Listen, Johnny, just put on the full face respirator and the protective clothing. And walk in there, Johnny, and give us your, tell us your findings. Oh, wear this camera so we can see everything you're seeing. You know what I mean?
Johnny's the dummy that's going to be like, okay, I'm the new guy, I guess I'm going to do it.
Now, this whole thing is pretty creepy. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not religious, you know that. You know me. I don't subscribe to any of that shit. I think most of it's nonsense. But there's something a little terrifying about walking into the gates of hell, right? The portal to hell. A little intimidating. I don't think I'd be the guy to do it. I'm like, hey, you go first. Let me see what happens to you. I'm right behind you, buddy. Anyway, let's see. Speaking of warm openings, my asshole.
What about your asshole, James? Is something the problem? Is there a problem with your asshole?
No. Well, maybe sometimes, but what I want to tell you is I used to, you know, what, like 10 shows ago, I told you guys I was on this health kick trying to turn my shit around, and I was doing pretty good for a while, but I totally fucking fell off that, okay? Hard. Went back to eating shit, went back to drinking heavily, and, you know, wasn't very good. And so this last weekend, Easter Sunday, was the breaking point for me. We had a barbecue at the park over here. My dad calls me up.
Yeah!
He's like,
hey, let's have a barbecue this Sunday on Easter. Let's get all the family together. Yeah! Let's go to your place at the park and throw the football around.
I was like, okay, fine. And so, you know what my dummy dad does, okay? Listen,
why are you calling your father a dummy? He's your father. Have respect.
Okay. I get it, dude. Stop judging me, goddammit. He's a good man. But I just gotta tell you, my dad does some stupid shit occasionally, like we all do. But since I'm the son, I can, and I'm the firstborn, I can run my mouth about it. Here's what my dad did, okay? He called me up saying he wants to have a barbecue. And I was like, all right, I'm in. And he's like, hey, he calls me up again.
Hey, I'm gonna give you some money. I'm gonna swing by,
because he works around over here. He works graveyard.
I'm going to swing by and drop off the money. You pick up the meat, huh?
And I was like, all right.
And while you're at it, invite everyone.
I was like, what do you mean invite everyone? This is your goddamn barbecue.
Well, just invite all the family and tell them what time and ask them what kind of meat they want so you can buy the meat.
And so I'm like, all right, fine. You put that shit on me. So here's what he does, all right? He gives me that responsibility, picking up all the fucking meat, inviting all these people, texting and calling and all this shit. And then when it comes time, I go to the park. I do everything I need to do. Go there. And then my mom's like running a little bit late. Her job is to do every fucking thing else while my dad slept. Because he works graveyard, you know. He had to come home in the morning and sleep it off. So he can be, you know, alive and well at 2 o'clock. And so she's busy doing everything else, running around, getting all the rest of the food. Getting the burners and all that shit, the tin to keep the fucking beans and rice warm. Getting tortillas, getting all the, you know, getting chips, getting fucking juices, all this stuff, everything else. So my mom gets the truck with tables, chairs, the portable barbecue, the whole deal. She gets to the park, Luckily, my cousin Peter, he's there. And she's like, oh, can you guys help me unload everything? So we're doing it. My dad calls her.
Hey!
Because her, the whole plan was that she was going to come and set everything up. And, you know, within like an hour, he'll show up afterwards. He'll be trailing behind. So he calls her.
Hey! I left the keys in the truck!
Ah! So this dude, you know, she took his truck to load all this shit. He probably even helped her load it. And he leaves the other car keys inside the truck, which my mom has driven all the way over here. And so she has to get back in the fucking truck and drive back to Riverside, 35 miles away, to give this dummy the keys. But they wind up coming back in the same vehicle, but that's what kind of shit. You know, my poor fucking mother ran around all morning getting all this shit, you know, for this barbecue she didn't plan. She didn't even really know about till the last minute. She did all this shit, and then look what happens. Wow, that was a long tangent, huh? The point was that this whole time, you know, she's gone. People are showing up, and we have all the equipment. But, of course, she forgot to leave the propane. She forgot to bring the propane tank. So we had the barbecue, but nothing to cook the fucking meat with. So everyone's hanging around. We're all eating chips. Jizz. I must have had, like, a whole fucking bag of chips to myself. Okay? In the meantime, I took a ice chest full of beer.
James, why are you taking beer to the park? That's not a very good idea.
Eh, go fuck yourself. It's Easter. Jesus would have wanted it that way. That's all I'm going to tell you. He went through all that torture so I can have a beer, goddammit, right? That's what I'm going to go with. So we're putting in the red cups, you know, we're drinking the beer. That's all I'm doing is drinking beer and eating chips the whole time. And then finally they come and they make all the meat a while later. So I load up on meat. And I think I had like that, what is it? Oh, man. My buddy Eddie Gears put it the best. I think he calls it, I think I had the meat shits the next day. No. He calls it the meat sweats. You know, and he warned me one time. One time we went to the Brazilian barbecue, which if you haven't gone is fucking, it's outstanding. I highly recommend it. It's fucking good. Brazilian barbecue, they keep bringing you these like different cuts of meat. And it's like, you want some more meat, sir? Oh, I'll take it back. You have like a red, it's for fat fucks, okay? There's like a stop sign. There's like a traffic light on your table. If you're a fat ass, you leave it up. You leave it green or whatever it is. Green means like, keep sweating my fat ass on meat. I haven't had enough yet. And, you know, when you put red, that means, all right, enough fucking meat. I'm going to hang out for a bit. And as soon as your fat ass is ready for more meat, you flip that shit back over. So anyways, my buddy Eddie Gears is like, hey, man, you got to, he's like, I recommend that you be putting some greens in your fucking fat ass also because, you know, having all that meat, you're gonna fuck yourself tomorrow. And I was like, nah, I'm a real man. I don't need none of that green shit. You know, if I eat all these greens, I won't have enough room for more meat. So I learned that the hard way. The next day, he was right. Sweating like a fat fuck. And, you know, my stomach wasn't doing too well. So the same thing happened this time, boys and girls. The next day, I mean, it wasn't just the fucking meat. I mean, I had a lot of meat, but I also drank a lot. And I had a lot of chips and all this, a lot of shit, you know. And I was like, I don't have training until 4 o'clock the next day. I don't fucking care. I'm going to go all the way. But yeah, the next day in class, I was in training. I was like, I was in pain. Stomach was all bloated and shit, and I was just having like these like I felt like I was going in labor. And then I even took a pretty bad shit I had to leave the room, go take a shit. It was horrible. So that was my fucking line. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm drawing this shit right now. I'm not doing this no more. I gotta turn this shit back around. So you know, yesterday I had like 2 salads. Today I had 2 fucking salads. I've been doing good. 2 days. So far, so good. There you go. Having grapes and shit. And those little cuties, you peel them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, danger heads. I'm turning this shit back around. Mark my words. Oh, boy. All right, last show, I ended it. You know what? I don't know if you even listened to the last show. I don't know if you've even... I don't know if you went all... did you go to the distance? Huh? Did you go the distance? Are you like, Rocky? Hey, go the distance. Did you go the distance on the last show? Did you hear the very last 5 minutes? If you did, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you forgot, so let me... I'll just fucking tell you, goddammit. The last show I ended with saying that... Oh, boy. All right, saying that... let's see, what's the date today? Christ almighty. Okay. Today's, it's now the 4th. So on the 20... Okay, here's what happened. Here's what happened, folks. On the 25th, this is our last Monday. Not this last Monday, the Monday before. So fucking, come on. You know what I'm talking about. The 25th, my wife asked my daughter. She's like, Jasmine, what do you want to go for your birthday? And my daughter's like, I want to go to Las Vegas. Las Vegas, how cute is that shit? Huh? So my wife is like, oh, really? Why do you want to go to Las Vegas? And she's like, I just want to go. And it turned out later on that, you know, it's because this little girl in her class went to Las Vegas. And she told her recently about it. And so she's like, I want to go to Las Vegas. And she remembers that mommy and daddy got married there. And we've also been there like another time. So she was curious about this place. And so she wanted to go. And so I look at my wife. I'm like, damn. I was like, that would be actually like kind of a cool thing. And I realized that because of my training coming up, I had to take off. I had to take my leave. I had to use it up before I go into training. And I had 2 days. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go tomorrow. What do you mean let's go tomorrow? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to tell him, you know, I'll take my 2 days. I'll move it up because I had my last 2 days off of the week. It's like, fuck it. I'll take off Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll go to Vegas if we can find a decently good room. Okay. And so she was like, are you serious? You want to do that? And so I was like, yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. So, you know, we looked up the hotels and it turns out we found a pretty good deal, and I wound up picking the Excalibur for one reason, okay? I've never stayed there before, and I never really had the desire to, but I told my kid, you know, it's her birthday, you know? I was like, hey, listen, I'm going to give you your own castle. You can have your own castle.
Oh, really? A castle?
I'm like, yep, you could be a princess and have your own castle.
Wow, that's cool.
So right then and there, dude, she's all lit up. Okay. How many times can a father give his daughter her very own castle?
Oh, James, you're so sweet. What a great father.
I know. That's just the way it goes, you know? You hang with me and cool things happen for you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so decided to do it. Very spontaneous. Last fucking second. You know, booked the room for the next day. And, you know, my plan was to leave early, right? My plan was to leave like at 4 in the morning. Nah, like 6 in the morning. So the kids slept like majority of the time for the drive. That didn't happen. We didn't leave till 9 o'clock in the morning.
But to my wondering eyes should appear,
my kids were fucking cool. At least for the first hour. Once like fucking 58 minutes, I looked in 58 minutes into the trip. I looked down at my watch. I'm like, wow, it's already been an hour and they haven't made a fucking peep. They were awake the whole time, and right after I think that,
are we almost there?
It's like, no, not for a while.
I'm so bored. There's nothing to do.
Blah, 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 going on and on and on. It's like, oh, fuck me. I tell my wife, we didn't bring them like no fucking games or like, you know, she has like a little game, handheld device.
She's like, I thought that you wouldn't want them to have that. I thought you'd want them to look out the window and appreciate nature.
I was like, well, yeah, but we got to be realistic here. He's just, you know, a 6 and a 3-year-old. What's going to happen? Yeah, what you think. A lot of bitching and moaning and fucking whining. That's what happened. Ugh. My biggest fear come to fruition. It was horrible. It was fucking horrible. 2.5 hours of bitching and whining. Now, Dangerlings, if you've heard many of the shows, you know my pet peeves are as follows. Now, the biggest one is traffic, which we hardly ran into, but, you know, the second one is like crying babies, maybe, I think, crying babies. And you know what? I'm just going to say fuck it and group in whining kids along with crying babies, okay? It's all the same shit. So that does not do well with me, especially 2.5 hours of it.
Are we almost there?
Like, oh, fucking A. You know, these kids, they have no attention span no more. Everything's so fucking instant gratification. They can't handle it. So anyways, we get to Vegas, you know. She sees the castle. Finally, we pull up and she's fucking ecstatic. And, you know, I tell her, let's go to The first stop was MGM Grand. Wanted to show them the big fucking lions. They got, you know, a couple lions in the back of the hotel. And of course, I wanted to get a Fat Tuesdays. So we go there. I get my fucking my 190 octane with 3 extra shots for me and my wife to share, of course, because I'm not going to be getting shit-faced with the kids. And we go back to look at the lions, and oh my God, look at this. There's no fucking lions. The exhibit's closed. What a great way to start the vacation, huh? Anyway, so the whole time she's bitching still. I want to go to the castle. I want to go to the room. It's like, oh, fuck me. So we finally go around to check in town. We get to the goddamn room. She doesn't want to leave. She wants to stay in the fucking room. She's excited. I was like, there's so much shit to go look at. But I want to stay in here. It's like, oh, Christ. Come on, let's go. Let's go eat. Okay. That's what gets them out. Anyways, dude, I've been rambling too much. All I want to tell you is my fucking no good kids. They didn't give a shit about anything, man. I thought that I was going to bring them to a magical fucking place and they would experience all these new sights and all these like different things to look at, these great, huge, impressive structures, you know? Reveling at the architecture. Gasping in awe at the fucking statues. Being in wonder with the bright lights and all the crazy shit. But no. That lasted about a minute or two. And I'm not fucking with you. And I quote, "Hey, Jasmine, look at that big statue."
"So, that's nothing." "That's nothing."
Like, really? Look, oh, Christ. And then, you know, right away, I look at my wife and we're rolling our fucking eyes at each other. Like, oh, Christ, come on. You know what? When I first went to Vegas as a kid, we just, you know, my parents took us. It was epic, you know? Everything blew my mind. It was like, oh, wow, look at that. That's cool. That's rad. Whatever I said back then. I don't fucking know. But, you know, I just remember being like, this place is fucking magical. You know, there's a bunch of cool shit here. It's awesome. You know, you see all, like, the little shows and all that. The Mirage thing. Fire blowing everywhere. Which the kids did fucking love. We took them to that and, that's pretty cool if you haven't seen it before. And, you know, the Bellagio fountain show in the front. That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, so all those things, you know. But the kids, they're so goddamn desensitized to everything. They don't give a shit about anything anymore. It's very strange. Like, nothing impresses them. I tell you what the most fun they had on this trip. We took them to Circus Circus to play. There's like a whole little area in there where you can play like carnival games and they're only $1 a game. And what I'm talking about is, you know, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Throw the basketball in the hoop, which we didn't do because that game's bullshit. Usually the ball is like the same size as the fucking hoop, right? Never goes in. Or the other ones where you, like, you throw ping pong balls in the little like lily pad fucking bowls that are floating by. You throw the darts at the balloons. You shoot down the clown heads with that fucking gun that blows balls and all that. You know what I'm talking about. Shoot water in the clown's mouth until the balloon pops, whoever wins. All that shit. And, you know, the one I do well at, oh, my favorite ones, is besides shooting the clown heads with that gun, is the one where you launch the fucking chicken. When you hit it like a catapult and it flies, that's fun as shit. Okay? Okay? If you're ever going to Vegas, fuck all the drinking and gambling. Go to the Circus Circus and hit the chicken off the catapult. You'll have a blast. Anyway. That's what they had the most fun at, you know, because my kid, she was able to win her own prizes, which was kind of impressive. I was surprised. But yeah. So basically we could have saved a lot of money and just stayed local and taken it to a place with like a lot of fucking indoor games. You know what I'm saying? That would have worked. That would have been sufficient. But you know, it was still a great fucking trip. I mean, don't let me shit all over this trip, okay? Don't make it seem like I'm all fucking frowns the whole time, because we all had a great fucking time. I'm just focusing on the negative points, but you know, we had a great fucking time. It was fun. It was fun to have my kids and to show them all this new stuff, because you know, they did get excited about some things, but for the majority, they didn't give a fuck. They liked seeing the shows and just some other, you know, random shit. But I mean, I thought for sure they'd be like I was as a kid, like looking around, just like, wow, I can't believe this place. But that's not how it was. But it was a great time. I mean, we had a lot of fucking awesome food. And the kids had a fucking, they had a blast running around all over the place, exploring new places and shit. But I won't do it again. I crossed that off my list. I'm not going back with the kids. All right. A couple funny things that happened there in regards to what I just said. We went to this elevator at one point to go upstairs to across like a bridge. And I think because the escalator was broken and we're too lazy to walk. So we get in the elevator and then it's like they're about, doors are about to close. And it's like, you know, this girl's like, hold on, hold the doors. And hold the doors open. She walks in and my kid's got a Spider-Man shirt on, okay? Like the Spider-Man, like the spider logo on his chest. He's got webs all over his shirt. So this girl that walks in with her boyfriend, she's completely shit-faced drunk, okay? And it's like, what, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? And she's fucking blown. And this guy's looking at me like, oh, sorry, buddy. And she's like looking at my kid and she's staring at him. And I was like, all right, this is weird. And she goes, oh, it's Spider-Man. Hello, Spider-Man. I know you, you're Spider-Man. And my kid's looking at her like, what the fuck is your problem, lady? And my daughter's looking at me too like, what's going on? And because, you know, she's just focusing a little too hard on him. And, oh, I just said hard on. Gotta take a drink. And she's like, hi, Spider-Man, what are you doing? What are you gonna do, Spider-Man? And the boyfriend's like shushing her. And she's like, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Spider-Man. I know him. He knows me too. It's Spider-Man. It was so fucking funny. At the same time, a little scary though, because she was making me uncomfortable. Because she started like touching him too and stuff, you know? I was like, oh, Christ. And, you know, we only went up one fucking floor. But it seemed like it took forever. Anyways, the doors open, like, okay, bye, Spider-Man. And they're walking away. The guy looks at me like, sorry, dude. But I look at my wife and it's like, ugh. And then she tells me, she goes, God, it's so weird, like, purposely staying sober because the kids are with us. And then I was like, yeah. You know, when I first got here, we got the Fat Tuesday, but we stopped then. You know, we shared it. And it's like, I don't want to get too shit-faced. I got these kids with me. I got a little buzz on me, you know? And that's fine. What's wrong with that? Don't judge me. But I was like, yeah, it's weird being in Vegas, not being like on party mode, like, you know, not trying to knock them back. And yeah, just a very like strange feeling. Anyway. The other thing is, well, we went to the Venetian, okay? I like the Venetian. We went because my wife wanted to go, really, because she likes walking in that like canal area. And if you've never been to the Venetian before, you should. And if you have, you know what I'm talking about. Unless you haven't been to the back of the fucking whatever, wherever you go there. I forget where it was. But there's like a bunch of shops and you walk down like it's like a cobblestone street. And there's a fucking river that runs through the middle of it. And there's like stores on each side and like little, like an ice cream little setup and, you know, little things here and there. And then there's like a town square where like the dudes put on these little shows. It's really fucking cool. It looks like you're like in Italy walking around in the street. There's like balconies above your head. And then look at the ceiling that's painted like the sky. It's like you're outside. It looks fucking great. It's beautiful. It's actually probably like my favorite hotel to walk through like that. Just because of like the atmosphere and like all the shit around you. It's really fucking cool. I think even Caesar's Palace is kind of like that if I remember correctly. But it's cool seeing like the gondola in the middle. Okay. These guys are on these boats and they take you for a spin. And they, you know, it's real slow. It's supposed to be romantic. And they sing to you. Yeah. Some of the dudes have some good fucking voices and they're singing in Italian. And I wanted to go on this. I'm like, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to go on this thing today. Every time I've been to Vegas through this Venetian, I've always wanted to go on, but never committed to it. So this time I'm like, yeah, I'm going to see how much it costs. You know, it's probably what, like 40 bucks for all of us. That's fine. Fuck it. I'll pay the 40 bucks. The kids will love it. You know, I've never done it before. And come on, let's just knock the shit out right now. I go to the sign. It's like almost 20 bucks per person, you know, even the kids. I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm not paying $80 to take a little boat ride. So we didn't do it. But the point is, so this guy's like, you know, he's standing up in the back and like the couples are there and he's like,
This is the night, such a beautiful night, and they call it vanity.
All that shit, right? And they're doing real good, and he's singing at the top of his fucking lungs, and as soon as he's done with the song, they're all,
oh, that was very nice. Oh, my God, that was great.
And, you know, the whole thing. And then I see a couple dudes go by, and they're singing. You know, while we're in there walking around, we get the kids some fucking gelato. Gelato. Is that what it's called? That Italian shit? Anyways. Then a girl's coming by, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if she's going to be singing too. And she was, but guess what song this broad was singing? Okay? I'll give you a hint. It's been featured on this show many times. We've sung it a few times. You give up? Okay, here he goes.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are.
You know what I'm talking about. Come on. You've been there. You've been listening, right? I fucking hope you have, assholes. The Little Mermaid. This chick was singing the fucking Little Mermaid song. And I was like, wait a second. What the fuck does this have to do with Italy? I was like, was the mermaid Italian? Nah, I don't think she was. How many fucking redheaded Italians are there? Are there redheaded Italians? I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking wrong. But I don't think it was. I think it was more like a European, right? European? Out of my leg! I don't know. I don't fucking know. But I thought that was funny. First of all, because of our history with that song. And secondly, because I don't think it has shit to do with with Italy. Whatever. Maybe because they're in the water. I don't fucking know. But anyways, I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. And one last thing. Here, I'm going to tell you. About Las Vegas, and then I'll be done with this whole thing, all right? I don't know if you're familiar with Vegas, if you've been there before, and if you have, I still don't know if you're familiar with the valet system. Every hotel, you know, all the major players, you can get free valet service. You just drive right up there to the front, and you hand them your fucking car. They give you a little ticket. All right, sir, thank you very much. Come back here and give us a ticket, and we'll pick up your car for you. It's great, dude. I don't know if you're one of those dudes that don't like valet. I don't know, for some reason, maybe you don't want people to have your keys. Maybe you think they're going to steal shit in your car. Maybe you have something that you don't want people to take. Maybe you just like, you know, you like parking your own fucking car. I don't know. But I got to tell you personally, I love it. All right, here, take my keys. I'll walk right in the front door. Not have to worry about this shit. Finding a parking spot, finding anyone for it. You know, it's great. The only drawback is you got to give them like $2 when you come back as a tip. You know, I mean, you don't have to, but don't be a cunty dickhead. And that's the way it goes, right? For the convenience, you give them $2 or $3, but I usually just go with $2. Fuck it, right? So we did that a few times, but at the Venetian, I did it there too. And, you know, we had the kids, so we didn't want to walk around all fucking day because, you know, the kids would get tired because they're little. So we'd drive from like one hotel and then walk all around there for a while, maybe eat something. And then like a little while later, get in the car, drive to a different one, that kind of thing. So we took the valet, you know, handful of times. And this time I go to the valet guy so we can leave, and I give him the ticket. And he's like, sir, we're a little behind right now, so it's going to be about 15 minutes. Okay. And I was like, all right. And he takes off, and there's a line of people outside, and I'm standing there, and then, you know, I'm playing with my kids for a bit. And after a while, I'm like, fucking hey, this is taking a while. I look at my wife. I was like, fuck these people, dude. This is supposed to be like a fancy hotel. What the fuck is taking so long for my goddamn... Right when I'm saying all this, I'm like, what a dickhead I sound like. And I stop myself and I look at my wife, and she looks at me like, what's up? And I go, god damn it. First world problems over here. Look at this fucking cunty asshole I am. Yeah, this valet's taking too long. I'm complaining because my fat ass is standing there waiting for some other dude to bring me my vehicle. He's bringing my vehicle to me to the front door. And I'm complaining like a dick. God, what a fuckhead I felt like, you know? And this has been happening quite a bit lately, you know? I've been just catching myself bitching about things. I know, I think it's just fun to bitch. I think everyone loves to bitch, but there's times where it's like, why am I really complaining about this, you know? Other people in the world have it way harder than me, and I'm bitching because I gotta wait 5 minutes extra to get my car. It's so fucking dumb. My whole point is, people that are listening out there, are, you know, I just want you to think about it. I hope that I pop in your head at some point in the future now. I hope one day soon you're bitching about something, and then bing, I pop in your head. Hey, first world problems, go fuck yourself. Because we need to check ourselves, you know? A lot of times we have our buddies with us, or maybe you're the buddy. You check your friend, like, shut the fuck up, dude. A lot of times it's nice to check yourself. And, you know, and do you understand that we've got it good where we are in this country? In this country, we got it good. And then maybe we shouldn't be complaining too much, but it's still fun. Yeah, basically I just wanted to pop in your head. All right, that's it with Las Vegas for now. I might have something to add later in the show, if you know what I mean. But right now, I'm going to go in and take another drink because I'm thirsty. I've been talking too much. So go ahead and talk amongst yourselves, and I'll get back to you shortly. All right. I think maybe I lied. I got a related story, but it's coming back from Vegas. On the way back, I started this tradition last time we went to Vegas, and I've been going strong ever since. The second time, two times. I have a plan now. Every time I go to Vegas on the way back, to go, stop at the Mad Greek. Well, James, what's the Mad Greek? You know what the Mad Greek is.
I don't know what the Mad Greek is. Why would I ask you for what it was if I knew what it was?
Okay, well, the Mad Greek is your signs all over the fucking desert, driving to Vegas and back. The Mad Greek, 50 miles away. The Mad Greek, 20 miles away. Here comes the famous Mad Greek. All that shit. Now I'm referring to the one in Baker because there's two of them. I haven't been to the other one, but I think the one in Baker is the more famous one. It's right there by that fucking alien jerky place. You seen that goddamn signs all over the place? Alien jerky going up the road, world famous. Yeah. Anyway, that Mad Greek place is fucking awesome, dude. Okay? I drove by that place for decades every time I go to Vegas. And I always looked at it and never had any... You know, maybe I was just curious, but I never really was serious about it. And, you know, the last time we went, I told my wife, like, you know what? We're going to fucking stop there. I'm tired of this shit. I'm going to go for it. And we went, and it was delicious, all right? They have this thing, like the Americans would call it, gyros, give me one of them gyros. It's actually pronounced euros, okay? And it comes with lamb and beef, thinly sliced, and they're so fucking, like, they just fall apart easy, okay? And it's so goddamn good, and it's served on a pita bread thing, and I believe lettuce, and there's, like, some tomato in there, and then they serve it with some, like, rice pilaf fucking thing with it. And it's like, what's that thing called? Cucumber dip or some shit. I don't know what the fucking thing is called, but it's pretty fucking good. Okay? I strongly urge you to try it. Okay? Just try it. You might like it. So anyways, on the way back, we stopped there. And it's kind of fucked up because the kids were knocked out, dude. And the Mad Greek Baker's like an hour away from Vegas, I believe. Yeah, like an hour. And... the kids were asleep, so I had to wake them up. So once again, I had 2.5 hours of bitching on the way back home. So anyway, so we walk in the place, and my boys had to take a shit. So I'm like, all right, let's go to the bathroom. You walk in the bathroom, and right when you open the door, you can see the bathroom stall, okay? Like it's sideways. My point is, when you walk in the fucking door, you can see people's feet down there, and you'll know someone's in there or not. So while I'm in there with my kid, we obviously are inside the stall. The door opens up and three dudes walk in. And three white guys.
Well, James, how do you know they were white? Did you see them?
No, I didn't see them.
Well, then how'd you know they were white, James?
Because I can tell.
Well, how can you tell just by their voices? Isn't that a little bit of racist? And maybe you're just jumping to conclusions here?
Well, because they weren't like, hey, yo, man. And they weren't, I feel like having a gyro. It was more like white guy talk. I don't know. I fucking assumed it because of what the guy said. So they're all in there. They start washing their hands before they're like, well, some of them are pissing. And I heard three different voices, but the main guy was talking the most. And he was, you know, telling a story or whatever. And the other guys were fucking quiet. And he's like, yeah, I want to go ahead and move soon. Mostly because of the lighting in my place is not good. And when I do my, you know, when I do my work, I like to have natural lighting. I don't like this fake lighting. You know, I want some natural sunlight coming in through my windows. So I want to get a house with lots of windows. But besides that, you know, because of all the fucking niggers that are moving into my neighborhood. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? The balls on this guy. He has no clue if I'm a black dude in here. You know? He doesn't know. He didn't, like, come in right after me. My kid was in there shitting for a while, so. I don't think he saw me walk in. And when I finally seen him when we came out, I didn't recognize him, so I didn't see him before that. My point is, the guy had no idea if I was black or not inside that stall, and the fucking balls on him to be talking like that. You know what I mean? It's one thing to be saying that shit in the privacy of your own home, you know? You have the freedom to say whatever the fuck you want. I guess you can say whatever you want anywhere, but if you're at home, you can say whatever the fuck you want. If you're out there in a public bathroom and you don't know who's in the stall, should you really be talking like that? Maybe the guy doesn't fucking care. Maybe he wants to pick a fight. I don't know. I just thought that shit was stupid.
Yeah, them fucking niggers, you know?
Now he sounds like a hillbilly, huh?
Yeah, them fucking niggers, man. They're moving the neighborhood. They're messing everything up.
Yeah. That would have been funny if he sounded like that. But yeah, they couldn't believe the balls in that fucking dude. That was it. Just thought that was funny. No? Maybe not. All right, next up I got his kids.
But James just talked about your fucking kids for how long in the last segment about Las Vegas, goddammit?
I know. But I'm not talking about my kids. I'm talking about kids in general.
Oh, well, I'll carry on then.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I was going to get to this. My daughter got student of the month.
But James, you just fucking said you weren't going to talk about your kids.
Ah, I apologize. But I'm going to. One last time. My kid got student of the month, right? Last week. And they had like a little ceremony. And they invited the parents to come and be a part of the ceremony and watch your kid get student of the month. I was like, oh, that's cool. So we go and my kid gets student of the month for academics, which is great, right? I'm proud of her. She's a good fucking student. She's a bright kid. And I like that she's getting recognition. That's awesome. But there's another category for behavior, which, okay, that's fine. Behavior, I guess. I don't know why you'd get student of the month for that. It seems like you should just be fucking, I don't know, good job. You're being good. Why do you got to get a fucking award for that? Isn't that already just a given? You're at school to learn.
Well, James, you're also there to learn how to be a good student. That's also involving your behavior.
Ah, fuck yourself. I guess you're right. Yeah, damn it, now that you say that. What I want to bring up is my cousin's kid. Now, I'm not talking shit on her, okay? Peter. I'm not talking shit about her at all. But she also got like a student of the month, and her category was for having respect. Now, I don't know. Behavior is one thing. Academics is by far the best thing. I say if you're going to award someone in a fucking school. But don't you think that's weird having respect? Really? I don't know. Isn't that already grouped into behavior? Got to be in the whole fucking category for respect. I don't know, my whole point is I think I've already mentioned in the show before too, the pussification of America is just getting worse and fucking worse. On top of all this, you know about the kids these days, right? Everyone gets a fucking trophy in these athletics. Every kid gets a fucking trophy. Okay? Even if you're on a losing team, you get a trophy. In my opinion, this is not right. Okay? This shouldn't be happening. Fuck that. If you do shitty, you get nothing. You got to earn that. You know, you got to work for it. You got to work for it. And the same respect, we're talking about Valentine's also. It's a rule. If you're going to get Valentine's, you got to get it for everybody. Okay? Do you know what this means? It means that there's a cunty fucking dickhead kid in the class that no one likes, you know? Let's say he's a bully. Let's say he fucking gets your kid's underwear and pulls them up to your kid's asshole. Rips his underwear. Man, let's say he pushes them down on the fucking floor and he scrapes up his knee. You got to give that dickhead a Valentine. Do you know what I mean? Fuck that shit. I don't, you know what, I don't really recall, but I want to say, back in my day, and then them days, we gave Valentine's to who we wanted. And we didn't cater to that shit. It wasn't, you know, everyone gets one. That's, you know what that is? That's fucking communist, all right? Are we commies all of a sudden? Is that communist? I don't fucking know. I'm not very educated. I believe it is. I believe it's communism. Everything's the same. It's all right across the board. Fuck all that shit. This is goddamn America. Okay? You gotta earn those fucking Valentines in America, goddammit. If you're a fucking dickhead and you don't get any Valentines, that's when you learn, okay? That's how you become a better person. Holy shit, man. No one gave me no Valentines and I kind of wanted one. I guess people don't like me. Maybe I should try harder to be not to be such a fucking cunty dickhead. And try to be, you know, liked by people. You know what I mean? That's the fucking wake-up call. Not this shit. Everyone gets a Valentine's. We don't want to hurt no one's feelings over here. Nah. You need that shit, okay? Right? How are people going to, you know, improve themselves? At a young age, you got to learn that. Oh, the other thing about schools.
About kids.
They can't have any homemade food anymore. I've learned that from my daughter's school. Yeah, you can't take anything that you make. Like one day my wife says, I think they were going to have like a potluck type deal. And it's like, oh, I tell her, oh, you should make some brownies for her.
Oh, no, you can't take any homemade baked goods. You have to buy stuff from the store and have it wrapped, personally wrapped.
And I was like, wait, whoa, what?
Yeah, they don't allow people to bring anything that's made from home.
And I was like, you know what? That's fucked up. But then maybe not. Maybe because, like the last show, maybe what if like, you know, someone jizzed in the food and, you know, passed it out at the school, like that tasting games teacher? You know what I mean? Like he came on some cookies and then fed the kids the cookies? Yeah, what if I did that? That would be kind of funny if I just put some of my fucking jizz into like a cookie recipe. And I gave them to my kid and I was like, hey, listen, Jasmine, don't eat these cookies, okay? They're for the other kids, not for you. I'd call them cum keys. Yeah. Uncle Danger's old fashioned homemade cum keys. That's right. Cum keys taste good in your belly. Eat up, kids. Yeah, that is kind of creepy, huh? Eating shit from someone else's house. You don't know what they do to it.
James, shouldn't you believe that most people are good and decent?
No. Fuck that. Most people are not good and decent. Well, yeah, they are. Yeah, most people are good, I guess. They're all right. But, yeah, what can I tell you? That's that. Don't eat no more cum keys. So you got to have wrapped food. Yep. Or you can make your own cum keys and then wrap them yourself. And if you have one of those plastic sealers, you can like, hey, look what I found. You know what? That's what you can do. You can buy a box, you know, make some cookies buy cookies that look very similar to the ones you can make. Get one of them handy dandy sealers, and you shove that fucking bag in that box. And I'm sure if you're crafty, you can get one of those like little guns that have like the little glue, tapey glue stuff that's on the boxes. So when you open it, it feels like you just broke the seal. And there you go. Cum keys in all the kids' bellies. You broke the fucking system. You did it. And all you had to do was listen to this fucking psycho. All right, people. Let's go ahead and move on to the next thing. You know what? I can't do any danger movie mystery, so I'm going to go with the next best thing. I'm going to call something new. I don't even have like a theme song or anything. You know what? I'll just probably do the fucking danger movie mystery intro anyway. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm too lazy to come up with something new. It's going to be called the Dangerous Movie of the Week, folks.
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right. Now, I can't start the first one ever. I can't give my first Danger Movie of the Week recommendation and have it be a faggy movie. You know, I got to go with a good one. And we've already talked about it on another show, but I'm going to go ahead and say the movie of the week is The Dark Knight Returns Part 2. That's the animated feature. There's a part one. This is the conclusion. And Lito and I talked about it before. I think we were pretty drunk, so maybe it was kind of confusing. But but it's a good fucking movie. It's solid. If you like this comic book shit, you know. If you like the Dark Knight movies, you'll like this. I promise you. It's like that with, you know, but it's animated, so you can do, more crazy shit can happen. And it's not as believable, but hey, that's the fun in it. But you know what? There's some gay shit about this movie. I don't like the way fucking Batman looks. He's too thick. He's supposed to be like an old guy. I don't like his voice. You know? What the fuck's his name? Goddamn. Kevin Conroy. He does the best voice, you know? I think we all can agree.
Alfred, give me the fucking coordinates of this.
This guy's like, you know, he's not that good. And the Joker, his voice is kind of shitty too. And, you know, the Robin on this one kind of sucks. Little faggy chick. I don't like that. But, oh, Superman. Yeah, we talked about that too. He looks like oh my God, he's a mess. When they first show him, he's like striking this pose like a dickhead. Anyway, so there's a lot of dumb shit about this movie. But there's way more cool shit that makes up for all the dumb shit. like for example, it's extremely violent, which is fucking cool. It's pretty goddamn gory, you know, for an animated movie. And, you know, it's pretty ingenious the way the story goes. And it's a nice little story. It wraps up pretty cool. And there you go. I'm going to go ahead and say my dangerous movie of the week recommendation is The Dark Knight Returns Part 2. Well, look at that. Batman. All right. And I'm going to say like the chick flick. Okay. I'm going to say I'm going to recommend this one too. Even though it's not a great movie, but it's a solid rental. I'll tell you that. Redbox. Yep. I'm looking at you. It's called The Sessions. Okay. It's a chick flick. And essentially, you know, it's not really a chick. I don't know, dude. It's like, yeah, borderlining chick flick. Essentially, it's a dude, and he's, I believe he has, fucking A. What's that shit with your back where your fucking spine's ruined? God damn it. Curvature of the spine, scoliosis? Is that what it's called? Maybe that's not even what he has. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm a dummy. Anyway, yeah, the guy's, something happened to him where his fucking muscles don't work, okay? He's not a paraplegic, but his muscles don't work, so he can't fucking move at all. He can't move. And he's in this iron lung, and he has like, nurses with him. And they come, and they help him, they get him out of that fucking thing, and they put him in a bed. And it's based on a true story. This dude really exists, okay? He blew his fucking little hose on his bed, and he went to school. And he graduated from like university. It's pretty incredible. But anyways, he wants to experience sex after, you know, he's getting up there in the age. He should have been dead a long time ago based on this ailment. Most people don't last too long. So he's like, you know what? I want to experience sex because this should happen to him as a kid. And he goes to his priest, played by William H. Macy. And, you know, he's in his fucking Shameless days still, that show. So he's got his hair all long. He looks like a hippie. You can't really believe him as a priest, but it's cool to have the interaction between the guy and the priest, and he's talking about sexy time shit with him, and he gets all, you know, uncomfortable, and it's pretty, I like that shit about it. But anyways, there's a Helen Hunt. Do you remember her? She was on that Twister movie. She was on As Good As It Gets.
She was Helen the Waitress.
So she plays a sex therapist, which is kind of like a fancy way of saying a whore. Now the guy goes to her, well, that's what I'm going to tell you. But she gets totally fucking naked. That's not why I'm telling you to see the movie. It's a cool movie. It's a cool concept and all that shit. But I just thought, you know, on a side note, it's interesting that, and she's going to turn 50 pretty fucking soon. She's a 50-year-old broad. And she gets butt-ass naked in this movie many, many times. Full frontal. Full rear. All that deal. And I was shocked to see her in that kind of situation, in that role. It's like, wow. And you know what? I got to tell you, she's not like hot. She's not hot, but she's not fucking bad for a 50-year-old woman. Naked, I mean. But yeah. Cool movie, but she does lose her accent, you know. She has like a Boston accent. Boston. She says, the guy's name is Mark. She says, Mark. Mark. And then other times, she's talking normal. So that kind of ruined it a little bit because, like, this broad can't even keep an accent. But it's a cool movie, and I suggest you check it out. And I'm not really too happy with the ending, but it's a solid rental. And that's been Uncle Danger's movie pick of the week. Week. Fucking A. What a waste. What a fucking waste. All right, let's just go ahead and close this shit out now, huh? It's been long enough. Look at that, we're at an hour. And let's just be done with this. And now it's time for... Hold on. And now it's time for... I fancy that. It's beautiful. Beautiful. It's wonderful. Wonderful. It's... I fancy that.
Fancy.
Okay, people. Here we go with the fancy times. You know what? This one's going to be kind of weak. You're not going to like me too much with this one. You're not going to be too happy. I'm probably going to get some shit about it. But I fancy
Starbucks iced coffees.
Yeah, dude. I crossed over. I was shit talking Starbucks, a handful of shows ago. But I do like them. I feel like a dickhead going in there to order, you know, with all their bullshit lingo they have. But I got to tell you that I like... Well, you know what I like? This shit really fucking works to keeping me up. And, like, I'll come up from work and, the job I was doing was pretty physical before. And it's going to be physical now, whatever if I pass it. But the job I was doing before was pretty physically demanding, like, being outside. So, after work, I'd be tired. But I would always be like, nah, I'll be all right. But nah, I'd come home and then I'd get real fucking tired right after I ate, like to the point where I couldn't fight it. So I hated that shit. So after work, you know, I would go to Starbucks and I'd get these iced coffees and they would fucking do the trick. I'd be up all day, not feeling tired at all. And I loved it. And I got to tell you. Here's what I get. You want?
I'm interested, James. What kind of Starbucks drink do you get?
I'll tell you right now, since you asked.
I'd like to know, because maybe I want to try the one that you drink.
Really? here's James Danger version of the Starbucks, okay? Here's what I get. I get a venti iced coffee with soy milk. Because I'm lactose and I can't drink milk and it really makes my tummy hurt. So I get the soy milk and I get light ice. You know why? Yeah, you know why. I don't want it to be too watered down. They give you the ice, but they give you a tiny bit and it doesn't water your shit down. And guess what? You also get more coffee because they put it at the same level. So when they shove a bunch of ice in there, you'd be getting less coffee drink, right? And so that's what's cool about it. You know, some places will probably skimp you on that because, you know, we still got to give you the same amount of liquid. But they fill it up to the top. And so I get, once again, the venti iced coffee. No flavors, just coffee. No caramel macchiato, mocha, vanilla. No. Just iced coffee. Venti iced coffee, light ice, soy milk with 2 extra espresso shots. That's right. That's what does a trick for me. It'll keep your ass up. That's what I get. And, there's like, they put like 6 pumps of like sweetener in there. But I go for 4, you know? You put a little bit of sweetener in there, but nothing too, you know, you don't want to go too sweet. A real man, I was going to say real men to taste their coffee, but real men don't order iced coffee, do they?
Yes, I'll take an iced coffee, please.
Real men order fucking black hot coffee, right? I can do that, but I don't prefer it. You know, one time I ordered, when I was trying to figure out what I liked at this place, I ordered like a, I was like, I don't want nothing too sweet. So I ordered a black iced coffee.
And goddamn, is that fucking powerful. That will kick you right in the face. If you're feeling daring one night, boys and girls, you try that shit, huh? Anyways. Goddamn, I feel like a fag bringing this up. I fancy Starbucks iced coffees. You know what? I'm going to throw something else in there. I got to try to save this one. Speaking of Starbucks, I saw a coupon that someone put on the Facebooks, and it said, you know, oh, take this coupon to Starbucks to get a free coffee. And I was like, oh, that's great. I'm feeling kind of tired. It's perfect that I saw it right now because I was thinking of getting something to pick me up. And look at that. Great. So I go with my wife, and I go get the coffee. We go to the window. Told the broad I had a coupon on the whole thing. We get to the window, and she's like, okay, so you got the coupon? And I give her the paper, the printout from the internet. It said, print it out and take it to your Starbucks. She goes, oh, this is a scam. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, this is a scam. And you know, we don't offer this at all. And I was like, oh, damn it. And she goes, ah, you know what? Just go ahead and take the coffee, though. Take it for free. And I was like, holy shit, that's awesome. She did not have to do that at all. A lot of these fucking dickheads at these, you know, drive-through windows. If you order the wrong thing or whatever it is, a lot of times they'll, you know, sorry. Bye. Do you want to buy something else? And you'll have to drive away in shame. But or you'd buy something else. But I'm talking like other times, like you go to, which I don't do anymore because I'm quit eating fast food, right? But a lot of times you go and you get something and, like, you know, they give you fries on accident. And it's like, oh, I think I gave you the wrong bag, sir. Oh, just keep them. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. Or let's say you order a fucking burger or whatever it is. And it's like, oh, you put cheese on this. I order no cheese. Oh, go ahead and keep it. I'll give you a new one. Hold on. And then you can always give that to someone else. Anyways, people like that are fucking cool. I fancy them. You don't got to go by the book all the time when it comes to this shit. You know, you're already going to toss that in the trash anyway. You might as well give it to the person, right? So people that do that shit, you know, I fancy the fuck out of that too. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go a little further. I got to save this one. That's not even that good either. Here we go. Oh, this happened recently. That's why it just came to my fucking head. That's why I wanted to add it. I was recently hanging out with some people. And it's weird to explain. So I'm going to just go ahead and say it and then explain it afterwards if you know what I'm talking about. When somebody confirms your feelings about somebody else being a fucking weirdo. What I mean is you think someone's strange, right? And like, you know, I don't know about this person. There's something off with this person. I don't quite like them. There's something going on. And then one day you're hanging out with someone and they go, yeah, this guy or this girl, man, they're fucking weird. I don't like them. And it's like, oh, yes. It's just a great feeling. Like, yeah, you weren't wrong. You fucking knew it. And the fact that someone else has confirmed it makes you all the more. I don't even know what that fucking means. Should you be happy about that? Because you know a mutual weirdo in your life? I don't know. It's just that feeling of like, oh, great. You know, there's someone else recognizing this strange weirdo. And there's something like freeing about that. Like, all right, cool. It's not just me. And yeah, there's someone I know that's just pretty fuck. I'll tell you what. There's someone I know, and I would not be surprised if this person had fucking heads in his freezer. I'm going to call it a guy because it is in his freezer. I would not be surprised. It wouldn't shock me. If I turned the TV on right now and saw on the news this guy was arrested for being a serial killer, I'd be like, I fucking knew it. That kind of dude, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, fucking A. Everyone is all fancy. But hey, what do you want from me? Huh? This shit's free. Okay, want your refund? So what I fancy is Starbucks-sized coffee. What I fancy also is people that, you know, don't go by the book all the time when it comes to businesses, and they let some shit slide, give you some free shit. And I also fancy people that go on board with you and, there's just a moment of, yes. Yeah, freeing confirmation. That's all I'm going to say. And all those things, I fancy that. All right. Let's close this bitch out with
the darker side of life.
The fuck you moment.
And here we go.
Fuck you!
Oh, it hurts so good, boys and girls. Here's my fuck you, okay? This is when I go back to the Las Vegas files. Also, when I was in the Venetian, and after that broad was,
look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
After that shit, right after that, we're walking over across the little canal they have there, whatever you call it, the little fucking gondola bullshit. And we're about to walk over this little, like, bridge, because my kids were bitching about that ice cream I told you about, the Italian ice cream. What's it called? Gelato. So they're bitch, did you want ice cream? Did you? Like, my boy, I'm not exaggerating. He will not shut his fucking mouth. Okay? If he wants something, I'm not fucking around, dude.
I want ice cream. I want ice cream. Daddy, I want ice cream. Daddy, I want ice cream. Daddy, I want ice cream.
Shh.
I want ice cream.
Shut up, dude. But I want ice cream. Like, oh, fuck, man. Not all the time, but when he gets set on something, you know, this happens every once in a while. And you got to put your foot down strong. But anyways, so we're going back to get ice cream, man. We're going over this. We're going to go over this bridge, but it's blocked off this time on the way back. It's like, oh, what's going on here? They have it roped off. And on top of this fucking little bridge, I see a dude in a suit. And looks like a priest and another woman standing there. And I was like, oh, they're having a wedding. And you wouldn't believe what else was on this bridge. I'll tell you what it was after these messages. Nah, I'll tell you what it was right now. There was... and it is the fuck you moment if you haven't guessed that. There was a fucking dog. Okay? Sitting in a baby carriage, wearing a matching to the bridesmaid, matching fucking sparkly silver dress. Okay? Okay? And the dog had a fucking veil on also. I mean, not over its face, but like that thing that connects to, you know. You know when they pull it over their head and it's hanging back, the bride's? That deal. Maybe the dog was even the bridesmaid. And the other chick was a fucking, what's it called? It a flower? Is that not a flower girl? What the fuck are they called? Maids of honor. Flower. I think the dog was the bridesmaid, and the goddamn other black woman was the other the bridesmaid. There was a small little. I mean, there was a small bridge, so it was only like, you know, two and two. But I couldn't believe that shit. The dog was in the fucking wedding. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. I was standing there, like, staring, like scowling at this fucking scenario. And Natalie's like, stop looking at them. And I made her take a picture. So I will post that picture. You will see this picture. Oh, Christ. And you know the blacks, dude. You gotta love the blacks. It was a shiny-ass fucking glittery. The whole thing was glitter. Shiny-ass silvery glitter dress. And a dumbass dog is sitting there, shining away. And I think it was like a Yorkie. One of those piece of shit dogs. And it's sitting in a fucking fancy, not a baby stroller, a fancy ass carriage, dude. And the dog's sitting there like a high society fucking prick. Look at me! Oh, Christ, dude. It made me sick to my stomach. I guess the real fuck you is the people that do this shit with their dogs, man. They go too far. Okay? And you know what? I'm gonna lump this same category into you dickheads that dress your dogs, okay? That's lower on the scale here. That's like a misdemeanor. Don't be putting your fucking dogs in sweaters, okay? They're dogs. You think before you came along with your fucking sweater that they were freezing to death outside? No.
But James, all these dogs are man-made. Those weren't really in the natural wild. Those are made.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, it's not that cold, right? We're in California. I don't know, dude. Every time I want to piss on something, I think of a reason that I should probably let him off the hook. No, go fuck yourselves. No. Forget that. You're not the hook. Stop dressing your fucking dogs, okay? They're animals when it comes down to it.
But Chihuahua shakes.
Yeah, fuck Chihuahuas. That's why. Okay? They're from Mexico, right? From Chihuahua, Mexico?
It's sarcastic because it's the largest state.
Or is that ironic? I don't know. But it's gone too far, dude. It's gone too far when you hold your dog on your lap when you're driving. That's fucking even worse, dude. And worse than the sweaters. And then what's even worse than that is when you carry your fucking dogs around like in a purse, a little dog purse. That's even worse. But the stage five of go fuck yourself, dog owners, is having your dog in the wedding. Okay? Stage five. You can't, there's no return from that. The owner and the dog must both be immediately put down. Euthanasia. Okay? All right. So, to sum it up, all you fuckheads that are ruining my life with your dumb bullshit dog nonsense, fuck you.
Fuck you!
Oh, you know what? I got one more thing to add. While we were at the park on the Easter Sunday, we were there and this dickhead had, you know, there's not too many homeboys around this park, okay? It's a, you know, there's some Asians, Mexicans, and whites. Not too many homeboys. But this time, some like semi-homeboys came to the park, you know? And they had a big fucking pit bull with them. And here's what they do. It's and it's one of those big-ass fucking pit bulls, okay? And those real solid, fat fucking heads, you know? And they're just like, they look all super buff, just standing there, not even doing anything. They look all buff still. So you had this dog. And the guy, I walk into the water fountain to get water for this fucking thing so my mom can heat it up. And, you know, the water fountain's like a good 20 feet away. And the guy's putting those, like, that screw-type spike in the ground so the dog can get tied to it. And the guy's like, hey, bro, is that fucking thing going to hold that dog? And he goes, he can get out if he wants to, but, you know, he has before, but, you know, he won't. And right then I'm like, dude, fuck you. There's a lot of kids running around. It was packed. A lot of kids. My grandfather was there. He brought his fucking Chihuahua. And this dog was eyeballing Chico, my grandpa's dog. He was eyeballing Chico. This dog wanted Chico bad. And I didn't like it. Not one bit. So what I did was, you might call me a fag again. I called the cops. That's right. And I told them my problem, and they go, let me transfer you to animal control. And I was like, all right. Yes, who are you holding for? Animal control. Okay, hold please. Hello, animal control. I'm at a park right now, and there's, you know, a lot of people barbecuing, and this group of people have this big pit bull, and it's tied. Where's the dog tied, sir? The dog is tied, you know, with this group of people, and okay, go on. Okay, and you know, the dog, it's a huge pit bull, and it's tied with this little tiny cable. And with this little tiny spike in the ground, and it can easily break loose if it wants to. And I'm just, what's the dog doing, sir? What's he doing? Well, I mean, he's tied there, and what's he doing? What do you mean? Sir, what's the dog doing? I was like, well, he's tied there. He's tied up, but like I said, it's a small cable. And where are the owners, sir? The owners are nearby, but like I said, there's like barbecuing going on everywhere. There's groups of people. And they're not really paying attention. And, well, is the dog far away from the owners? I'm like, nah, he's about, well, like 10 feet away from them. But he's, you know, showing signs that he wants to get loose. And I'm sorry, sir, nothing we can do. And I was like, what? I was like, yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of little kids. Sir, what is the dog doing? Is he doing anything? Look. There's a lot of kids around, and the dog is eyeballing like a lot of the kids and little animals running around here. And there's a lot of people around. And I'm just concerned that there could potentially be an issue here. If the dog wants to get, but sir, there's the people are doing everything they have to do. Even if the tie is, I don't feel that it's appropriate for that size dog. Sir, they are doing what they have to do. So you say the owners are nearby and the dog is tied up. Well, yeah, but I mean, oh, sorry, sir. There's nothing else that can be done. Okay. Good luck to you. That's how it went down. Good luck. I think I forgot the part where I said that, you know, I got kids here. There's other kids around. I don't want the, you know, there could be potentially a fatal attack if this dog gets loose and I'm trying to, you know, I don't want that shit to happen to nobody. I don't want no fucking kids to get killed. And my family, that like, they were all fucking like, look at these dumbasses with this big fucking dog, you know?
James, you're just, you know, stereotyping these pit bull animals because they're not all vicious killers.
That's true, but this one looked exceptionally fucking mean. And I don't want to take that chance with my kids running around. So like I said, call me a fucking gay. But I thought that was the right choice to make, that I called, even though they denied me. But, you know, I just want to say fuck you to that guy because he said the dog can get out if it wants to. He fucking knew that. And that's just dumb. Because people, dude, they get on this fucking high horse. My animal listens to everything I tell him to do, you know? It listens to all my commands. Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's all I got to tell you, you fucking dickhead. If that's what you think. If you think you have any control of this fucking animal when it really comes down to it, okay? You're out of your goddamn mind. If that dog really wants to go after somebody or something, you're not going to stop it with, hey, heal! Heal! Bartholomew, heal! I'm telling you to heal, goddammit, heal, Bartholomew! You're not doing shit, dude. The dog's getting out. In my line of work, I've been to people's houses, and they've had fucking these killer animals, and it's like, oh, don't worry, bro, you know, he doesn't bite, you know, he doesn't fucking do anything, he's cool, man. Yeah, right. You know better. In my line of work, you know better, you're trained to know better, and not listen to these fucking idiots, because they're not right all the time. Yeah, there's some of these dogs that are fucking very well trained, but that's gotta be rare, right? But even though, if the shit went down, and that dog really wanted the fucking well-trained dog, you know, it's still a goddamn animal. If it really wanted to go after something or someone, it would. That's all I want to say. Ah, okay. All right, you're going on this fucking thing too long, James. We get the fucking point, okay? All right, go fuck yourself, okay? That's what I want to say. It's my fucking show. So, you pit bull goddamn dickhead that knew your dog can get off and potentially destroy and murder all these kids and fucking and kill all these poor defenseless animals. Fuck you too. Fuck you! All right, I'm done now. Okay, that's it for me. Hey, thank you for joining us. Me, it's been fucking real, real lousy. But you know what? I had a good time. That's all that counts, right? But hey, yeah, episode 90 is in the fucking tank. Close, one step closer to the big 100. To be honest, I don't really know exactly what I'm gonna do for the 100. And it's gonna be something cool, but it'll probably just be a letdown show. I gotta be honest. You'll probably be disappointed. What's new? Anyway, be sure to go to Turkey and go to hell. Enter the gates of hell and, you know, let me know what happens. Until then, stay dangerous, my friends.